Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small time leader moments.
Well, Lou, it's good to have you back. Kind of had to break in the middle of our last conversation to come back with this part because I got a little long-winded, I think. But as always, I always want to start with gratitude. So what's on your mind about you being grateful for today?
You know, I'm grateful. I always start with family, both my parents and my immediate family. I wouldn't be here without the support of my immediate family, but I also wouldn't be here without my extended family that I've met along the way. Look, I didn't have a lot of friends growing up. I was alone a lot, but over the years I've made such incredible friends who have not only shown me support personally, but shown me support in my business. And I'm grateful to and for them every day.
See, we all are. I'm glad we met. I think I have another friend here in you, and this has been great so far. So tell us about the lady you met at the conference. What you learned from her?
Yeah. So her name was Jen. And again, she didn't come from the business world at all. And as we sat down, and again, I still have that note and I was writing down all these specific ideas and sort of 30,000 foot ideas. There really were some things that, hindsight being 2020, I look back and I take away. And one of the things was, again, I start out writing a book, doing my blog, doing my podcast, and sort of thinking that was, you know, what I did. I realized that I needed that. One, I had more to say and do, and there were more opportunities there. And I realized that diversifying in your business is critical, especially now, right? Where because of the pandemic, you know, literally half my business would disappear overnight. And for a lot of people, their entire businesses disappeared overnight. So having multiple streams of income, having multiple aspects to your business. I sort of have a hub and spoke design now because of her. At the nucleus is of what I do is like my podcast, but I have all these other offshoots. Two, I learned that you have to be able to scale yourself, right? A lot of, I think what we do is working with people one-on-one. You've got to find a way to potentially scale because there's only so much of you that can really go around. And three, I think it's super important to be accountable and to find an accountability partner or partners. Look, our families love us and they support us, but a lot of times they don't understand what we're going through, working late at night, getting up early, working for a long time, and maybe not seeing money necessarily coming in and the return on our investment of the sacrifice. Having an accountability partner to keep you on task, to keep you on track, to help you, and as we sort of go in those, you know, ups and downs in the as entrepreneurship takes us through, is super, super critical. A lot of times it's better maybe if it's not family.
Especially not your wife. That's been my experience. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So have an accountability partner, diversify, and then scale your business. So have you had several accountability partners or one, or how does that work for you now?
So really, because of her, it started me down a path, and I had never even heard the word mastermind before. And when I joined a mastermind group a number of years ago, that kept me accountable every single week. And then there were people that I met because of that, and at some of these conferences, that continue years later to be accountability partners. They are not family. They are friends. We'll get on the phone, and because they're entrepreneurs themselves, they'll understand when we go through those ruts, when we go through those stressful times, or when we have an idea that we're just trying to, you know, maybe quantify to help walk us through some of those processes and not let us go too long without starting to take, you know, positive affirmative steps towards making the dream a reality.
And it's hard to find, sometimes hard to find a person that has the courage to speak the truth to you, for sure. Well, I know we're speaking to entrepreneurs here a lot because you and I are both one, and there's a lot out there who are kind of sitting the same place that we are. But if you think about someone who's not an entrepreneur, who's how can these principles of accountability and diversity and kind of looking at your life, you know, scaling your life and your work, is there any way they can make applications for some of these ideas?
Yeah, because I think, you know, especially for some things like accountability, you don't necessarily have to be an entrepreneur and, you know, have a business and a business plan in order to be kept accountable. Mm-hmm. Look, I think there's a lot of people out there that have ideas. They have, look, there's a huge nexus between having an idea and having a dream and turning that thing into an actual goal and having steps to take, a time frame in place. And sometimes it's hard for us to do that on our own for a variety of different reasons. We have obligations, we have distractions, we have these things that come into our lives. Finding somebody that can help keep you on that path is critical. And it doesn't have to have a business goal. It could be, you know, I want to start doing that woodworking project, or I want to clean out my garage, or I want to do whatever. You need somebody almost to hold your feet to the fire a little bit. And I've done that, again, not just with business people, but folks I know who wanted to write a book. I would get up at 5 o'clock every morning and text him and say, hey, you need to get up and write 500 words this morning.
Yeah. Wow. So that, you know, finding a person like that, I mean, I think about kind of my background. Ecclesiastes says two are better than one, because if one falls down, there'll be one to pick you up. You know, finding that friend. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's hard for people sometimes to ask for that kind of help, that kind of accountability? I mean, it's sometimes hard for me, I know.
You know, any of my friends hearing this are going to laugh, because I don't necessarily take the advice that I give. I always feel bad asking for help, because I know everybody's got their own stuff that they're doing, or they're busy, right, or I don't want to feel like an imposition. But, you know, not to quote the song, but that really is what your friends are for. They're there for that. And sometimes you just need to ask, or in many cases, be open to accepting the help that they want to give. And I know sometimes that's harder than it sounds.
Yeah. And when I hear you talk about getting up at 5 a.m. and texting someone, your eyes kind of light up. Of course, I'm looking at you here. And, you know, isn't it interesting that we think we're in the same way? I think I'm imposing, but when someone asks me, I mean, it helps me. I mean, I feel better because I had a chance to help somebody. And we actually, when we ask people for our advice, I think we're helping them sometime more than ourselves. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I saw when I was thinking about that too. But it is hard to do. But, you know, people that are, you know, have jobs, and, you know, a lot of them now are without their jobs. What do you think about somebody who has a job by having something else going on at the same time? Do you think that's important these days?
I do, for a variety of reasons. And look, I'm always going to make lemonade. And what I mean by that is, in times of adversity, I'm going to find a way to, I'm going to choose the good, and I'm going to make lemonades out of lemons. So with the pandemic, with being, you know, forced to stay in our homes, I'm like, this is a time of great opportunity, because wow, you finally got the thing that's the most valuable commodity that you always complained you didn't have enough of, which is time, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got time to spend more with your family. You've got time to clean out the garage, to start that book, to start your blog, to start your podcast. And I think it's finding those opportunities and taking advantage of it is critical, especially now. And again, you can stay home and be sad, like a lot of us have been and are, and I get it, and scary, but you can also turn it around and right, take opportunity out of adversity.
Yeah. I saw a cartoon yesterday of a man and a woman sitting on a couch, and it says, sometimes it helps to put the mask on, and she had put the mask over her eyes in front of the TV. So sometimes I think it's, we need to, you know, sometimes it's so easy to focus on those things that aren't, in turn, keep them being lemons rather than lemonade. Well, Lou, it's been great, man, hearing your stories. So in closing, you have any words, advice, suggestions for people during these times? Then I'll let you tell them how they can get in touch with you as well. So,
look, you know, and I almost sort of hate to use this word, but I'm going to do it deliberately. You know, we're talking about viruses and pandemics, and, you know, not just bad stuff is contagious. I believe that positivity is contagious, and your mindset and the people that you surround yourself with, it makes all the difference. And if you choose the good, if you stay positive, it'll not only impact you, but it has a ripple effect for the people around you as well.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Lou, for reminding us of our first session about all you need is one yes. Just hang in there and get that accountability partner that will, and think about your life in a bigger way. Lou, if people want to get in touch, let them know how they can do that.
Sure. Everything I do on the Disney side of things is at wdwradio.com. And everything I do on the entrepreneurial and speaking and coaching side is at loumongello.com. And I'm at Lou Mongello on all social.
All right. Thanks. All those notes will be in our show notes, the ways to get in touch with Lou. Thanks so much for being with us. It's a great time. Thank you, Lou.
Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.